Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast, podcast number 64. Yes, that's a special number. Today, I am joined by very juicy people, my fantastic and fabulous co-host, Dark Boo. Hey, Dark Boo.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fine, here.
I'm great as well.
Yes.
I'm joined by Super Zambazy.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Staryu, woo!
How you doing?
Fantastic, how about you?
I am juicy. Timmy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Timmy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
That is just fantastic. And and I'm also joined by Toadette, our favorite fat, fabulous fungus. Hey, Toadette.
Hi. Hi.
That is fantastic. So that's our four juicy co-hosts, and you know, already know me, I'm Spider Staryu. And yeah, we're gonna be talking about the Nintendo 64 today as our main topic. So it's gonna be really amazing. We're gonna get into all the juiciness of the games, the console, just all the great stuff you guys wanna know. But before we get into that, we need to talk about what everyone has been doing this week. So Dark Boo, do you wanna start us off?
Yes, I do, because I had to give a deliverance. I had to deliver a package. Goodness. Mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, English professor, Steve Strep, whatever his name is. Oh, he gave me too much. Let me give you a little background. So, mind you, I went to Lisa. I'm like, hey, Lisa, how you doing? She's like, I'm fine. I'm like, I ain't, I'm like, she's like, you, I'm like, I'm tired of just being psychology, be honest. But I said, because she met us out early. She was out at 1:30. I'm like, yes. So I got out the classroom. I had my food and stuff, because the buses are another, you know, I listen to Black Friday to know what happened on that, what transpired on that bus. But mind you, I'm sitting there eating my White Castle. I'm like, yummy, yummy to the tummy. Yes. Goodness. I was hungry. And mind you, this person said, don't you hate when there's all these benches and somebody decides to plop their behind right next to you? I'm like, there's another bench there, there, and there. You decide to sit right next to me? But mind you, let me get to English. The N16 Express to go home already pulled off and left, so I could take that and went home and just say forget English. I went to English instead. Let me tell you what happened. I'm sitting there, mind you, when I take notes, it looked like a lazy posture. That's how you pronounce it? Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm gonna say stance. But basically, when I write, I have my left arm laid, so I rest my right head. Wow, my head. I rest it on my arm, but mind you, with my right arm, I'm writing. I'm looking at the paper writing. So if the paper's on the right of me, whoever's on the left of me, they gonna look at my freaking skull. So mind you, I'm taking notes like boom, boom. I'm in the writing mode. Yes. Come on, you. I fall asleep in class. So I'm writing, I've got these notes of Oedipus Rex with Tiresias and Laios and Oedipus and Jocasta and Creon. I got it all like boom, boom, boom. I got the quote, I got this, I got that. I'm on a roll. I'm writing. He like, hey, you. Listen to how you say this. Hey, you. I turn around like, me? Yeah, you. What I'm talking, you should be listening. You gotta pay attention to me. You gotta look at me. I'm writing notes. I don't care what you're doing. You better pay full attention to me. I'm like, what's the problem? And after he's like, I know you didn't read the story from the get-go, but mind you, they gotta show that you didn't read the story. And when I'm talking to you, don't you ever say. Hold up, Miss Thing, Miss Cut, Miss All Sagging Titties Bastard. Let me tell you about yourself. Don't you hear when people talk to you with the utmost disrespect, act like you're nobody? So mind you, I'm standing like, who do you think you're talking to? Fix it before you wreck it. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, goddamn it, because I'm not the one. Nor two, nor three, nor four, and you can't think I'm a five. I'm gonna knock you down to zero. Don't try me. Goodness. He had the nerve to be like, I'm like, set Secondly, there's no problem. I'm giving you, I'm paying attention, but it's not undivided. It's divided between me trying to go through these mental processes of memory and try to encode, retrieve, and doing all this crap and writing on the paper and you speaking. I can't give you, if you want somebody to take notes, their attention is never going to be undivided. It's going to be divided between you writing down the notes and stuff and the pen and him speaking. All right, third of all, if you dare speak to me like you have some condensating problem, I'm going to wreck you. I don't care who you are. You don't speak to me like you have some respect, like I said previously. I'm like, do you want me to recite the last 14 statements you done made? I probably can contradict you if you want to know. Cat enough to try me. I sat next to her. I cussed that behind out. You all had to listen to Black Friday to hear how I actually said it. Look, I cussed that behind out. Who do you think you're talking to? You tried it. And then Wednesday, I come back to the class. He won't be like, then Wednesday I come to the class, he won't be like, oh, mind you, you try to play me stupid, but mind you, spelling is my forte. I don't know, I maybe don't know how to pronounce the damn word, but I know how to spell it. He was like, do you know how to spell Oedipus? Oedipus. What are you trying to condone here? What are you trying to initiate? Because if you did think you're going to start something, I'm going to be the one to finish it. And please, if you really want to get into it, I'm going to be the one to ignite it and diffuse it. Don't try me. And then after you're going to be like, do you not spell Sophocles? S-O-P-H-O-C-L-E-S. Yes, I do. I know how to spell in 4 different languages. I know how to spell in Greek if you really want to know. Try me. But that's all that's been happening. That's been the big old issues that have been happening. The buses are minor. It's always happening. So, mind you, I did not play Mario Kart Wii. No, I don't recall. I played Turok 2 on my own computer because I got the ES emulator. Because I have the PS2 controller. A PS2 USB controller. So, I've been playing Turok. I finally beat level 4. I looped level 4 like 3 the whole damn time. That's another story. That's damn sure another story. Oh, Jesus. So, yes, that's all I've been doing. I've been sleeping. Thursday, I got lazy and didn't go to class. I was lazy, yeah. I get lazy. That's all I've been happening.
Very, very good. All right. Okay. Now we're going to move on to Super Zampazy. Oh, I'm sorry, Tyler. Did you want to say something?
No, I was just saying no. All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you, girl. Alright, Super Zambazy, what has been going on with you?
For real life, I just been focusing on school. Because everything's ending next week. Not next week, but the week after that. I'll be done by the end of April, which is kind of crazy. So I've been focusing on school a lot. My procrastination is getting kind of out of hand. I have some online classes where you need to submit stuff by midnight, and it tells you the exact time you submit it. And the last assignment I submitted, I sent it in at 11:59 and 56 seconds. I was 4 seconds away from it being late. So it's a little out of hand, and I'm glad it's all ending in 2 weeks because it's getting worse. And then in terms of games, I haven't really been playing Luigi's Mansion that much. I did finish Secret Mine. Well, actually, no, I didn't. I'm on the boss. But I finished the other missions, and I'm hoping...
Did you actually play the boss, or did you just stop before that level?
I started, so, like...
Isn't it a pain in the ass?
Well, right now, I don't really understand what I'm... I guess I kind of understand what I'm supposed to do, but the thing overheated, and then I died, and so I was like, oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
What keeps killing me. You have to shoot his shield, and then when he goes to attack you, you have to, like, shoot a certain moment so you get the bomb in his mouth.
Oh, in his mouth. Okay. Well, see, the problem is I don't feel like there's much of a strategy. It's kind of all random. Like, if I shoot it, I can't really calculate if this is the right time to shoot it because it's...
Yes, you just gotta... I just kept randomly shooting it, just, you know, hit and miss.
Yeah, so... That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, that boss and the World 2's boss was my least favorite. World 2 was just so boring. World 2's boss is really boring and easy, and this one was just like, what the hell?
Yeah. And then in gaming... I finished Bioshock Infinite, and wow, okay, that had a really interesting ending, and it makes me think a lot, and my brain's kind of exploding with everything that I'm learning and how everything came together and what the heck even happened in this game. It's insane. I would recommend playing this game to anybody because it's pretty awesome. Have any of you played any BioShock game?
No.
Or heard of any BioShock game?
I've heard of it, but I've not played it.
I played it.
Ooh, you played it. All right, which one?
Infinite. that's the one I played.
So
the one
you said.
Only a bit though. Only a bit. I was over my friend's house and I played it.
Oh, it's I loved it. It was great.
It's something. It is a game. It's not like overly. What is it? Like somebody trying to say, oh, this game is glamorous. Like somebody putting it on a pedestal. It's actually good. When they said it's good, they did not lie.
Yeah, I mean, were you playing the very beginning?
Yeah, because see, my friend made me do. My friend completed the game, so he's like, "Oh, let me start a new file."
Oh, okay. See, in the well, that's not too much of a. This is a game you want to avoid spoilers for. This is definitely. Yes. But in the begin,
doesn't
I guess
the main guy eat like anything he sees, even if it's like out of like a toilet or something.
Well, I guess yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Fallout 3 where you go around and you know there's like a trash can and you can search inside and everything's randomized. So you'll look inside, like you'll I guess you'll kill somebody and you'll you know search their corpse or whatever. And you'll find, like, a hot dog, coffee, and you're like, what the heck?
Like, all right, let's look for this dead guy's body. All right, a hot dog!
Exactly. So it's all random. It's kind of funny, but...
Oh, man, I wish I'd find hot dogs from looking at people's dead bodies.
You never know. So I would recommend playing this game, or play the original one, just BioShock. That's what it's called. It's also really, really good. Loved it. It's not on any Nintendo consoles. I played them all on PC, so if you have a computer, you can probably play it.
I played it on PC as well. So mind you, like I said, I have this USB controller, so mind you, my friend was like, bring the USB controller, please! I'm like, ugh.
No, I don't have a problem with keyboard. That's how I play all my games. Just because of the mouse. Because in a first-person game, mouse is essential for me. You have to, like,
That's gonna suck for me. I have a laptop, so I don't have a mouse on my laptop. It broke, so I have to use the little pad thing and like.
I have a mouse for my laptop.
It's
mouse pad.
I was thinking of getting another mouse soon, but I got so used to the pad, it's just like I'm not even gonna bother at this point.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so that's it for me. Definitely go play any BioShock game. They're all great.
Well, all right. Now we're going to move on to Timmy. Timmy, what have you been doing this week?
This week, well, I've just been playing Kirby's Return to Dreamland with my siblings, and it was actually pretty fun, but my brother is horrible with handling the keys. He always ends up dropping them, or it just does jump high. But besides Kirby's Return to Dreamland, I've been playing... Brawl with Spider-Star U.
Hey!
And oh my god, some of those matches, some of those were really laggy, and others were just like a big fail.
PK Flash!
Oh my god, I saw Nana go flying. besides that, I've also been playing Mario Party 6, and I've also been recording it for my Let's Play. Besides that, school... History class and science class are still boring as usual, and apparently we have to do, like, an exam in a week for science, like a lab exam or something like that. But besides that, there really hasn't been much I've been doing, so, yeah, let's move on.
All right, and now let's see what our favorite fat, fabulous fungus Toadette is doing.
Fire Emblem.
Really?
That's it.
Oh.
my aunt came over. That was pretty nice. But we played Fire Emblem together. Like a family.
Aww. Well, that is very juicy as well. Now let's move on to what I've been doing. Oh my god, let's get into this.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, oh god.
Oh no. god.
I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart Wii lately. I'm surprised. I keep playing Mario Kart Wii. I forget to like contact Boo like to see if he wants to play. But yeah, I've been playing
a lot. Greedy.
What?
Greedy.
Oh. I'm playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy.
Hey.
Hey. What else have I been doing? I've been playing a lot of Nintendo 64 lately, preparing for this podcast. I was playing Pokemon Stadium 2 earlier, which pissed me the hell off, because every freaking damn time, this person uses Swagger, and then I get freaking hit by the damn Swagger, and I get confused, and then my attack goes up by 2, and that is all jolly and all, but then the freaking Swagger, I keep getting freaking confused, I keep hitting myself, and all my Pokemon keep freaking dying, and it's not freaking fair. I keep hitting myself. It's so freaking ridiculous, and I can't stand it. It's so freaking just annoying, because every time I confuse the opponent, they only get confused once. After that, you shook off its confusion. But then for me, hit myself. Oh, and finally I shook off the confusion, and I do an attack. It misses. It's so freaking stupid.
Is like the epitome of bad luck.
Yeah, exactly. And oh my god. And then I do crap like Leech Seed and then Toxic, and I'm like, oh god, just screw it.
Don't you hate when like a move only has like a 30% chance of happening, and then when you use it, it never happens. Then when the computer uses it, it always works.
Guillotine.
That's me with Thunder, but the other way around. Like, I had, like, a Luxray on my team, and my friend had a Zekrom on his team. My Thunder always hit, but his Thunder always missed. And he's like, stop doing it! I was like, I don't know!
Guillotine is one of my most hated moves right now. Every damn time the computer uses Guillotine, oh, watch out, Guillotine! It's a one-hit KO, and it always works, and it's a 30% chance of it hitting, and if I use Guillotine, of course it wouldn't work. Boo, right? The same is for you?
Oh, that Guillotine attack, everything that's one hit, always affects me. But the key word, always, when it fails, I actually have to sit there and lift my voice and sing. Command you, when opponents use an attack, it works, or critical hit, or super effective, or some type of foolishness, or it's not that very effective. Mind you, your freaking health HP go all the way down to the end.
Exactly! That happens all the time to me!
It's not that effective. Mind you, your HP go, and if it's at a 219, you probably have freaking 59 left.
I always love that big screw you give to opponents, though, when they hit you with, like, a critical hit, super effective, and, like, you're like, oh, God, I'm gonna die. Oh, God, I'm gonna die. Oh, God, I'm gonna die. 1 HP. Yeah!
Mind you, it's my opponent's at level of 1 HP.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Like, the movesets for the rental Pokemon and Pokemon Stadium 2 are awful, seriously.
Zap Cannon. Ember, Water Gun, Confusion, those are horrible moves.
Rock Smash, cut. Wow.
Zap Cannon's good, but those other moves suck.
So Zap Cannon's good, but it never works for me. Every time I use it...
Yeah, it has low accuracy, right?
Yeah, it has 50% accuracy. Mind you, I was trying to hit this Azumarill. After this, we'll move on. I was trying to hit the Azumarill with Zap Cannon. Mind you, Zap Cannon has 5 PP. Yeah. Every time I used it, it missed every single damn time. 5 times. It missed all 5 of them. I was like, oh my god.
Oh,
and then,
my god.
Then the Azumarill used Ice Punch on me, and I got frozen.
Oh, dang.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And on top of that, like, when you freeze your opponent, they get out, like, within, like, 2 turns. But when you're frozen, you get frozen for, like, over 10 turns.
Exactly.
You can get out of frozen?
You can get out of frozen on Generation 2.
Oh, I'm about to think it out.
Frozen, it just takes a while. And, in later generations, if you get hit by a fire-type move, you instantly get unfrozen.
Well, on Pokemon Stadium 1, if you get hit by a fire-type move, and you automatically get unfrozen.
Yeah, so the same thing is in later generations.
Yeah, but that was our Pokemon discussion. I'm sorry, I had to get into it. I'm sorry, and people be like, oh, what's this about? I'm sorry, I need to get into it, because that freaking crap pissed
me off. Hey, 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 hey. Isn't Pokemon Stadium on the Nintendo 64?
Yes, it is. So
it fits for a topic.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. Note to everybody here. It might be disappointing to some of our viewers, but we're not just gonna talk about Mario and N64 games.
Yeah. Also, before I go, I'm sorry. I need to say this. I was playing Mario Party 3 earlier today. I woke up like, I don't know, 8 o'clock or something, and I was playing it earlier this morning. We were playing Deep Blue Sea. I had like 5 stars, and I had like 800 coins, because mind you, I landed on Game Guy. And you know, we were playing Lucky 7. I was on that one step, and then the guy, the Game Guy fell off. And he said, oh, you should try anyway, just to see if you can get a 6. I got that freaking 6! I got the 800 coins. It was so juicy. Oh my god, I was like, yes.
You had 80 coins?
I had like 80 something coins.
Go Scrooge McDuck on it.
And it was it was fantastic, and I loved it. And guess what happened later? Someone landed on Chance Time. I had 5 stars at that point. They made me give 2 stars to DK. wait, I'm not over yet. I'm not over yet. So the game kept progressing, and on the last turn, I was able to get 1 star. I was like, I have 4 stars now, so that's okay. And then guess what happened? Mario landed on Chance Time and made him give all his stars to me!
Payback!
4 of his stars went to me. I was like, oh my god.
Okay, wait. Quick question. I mean, this fits probably more for potent questions, but how many stars has everybody here gotten Mario Party? Like, the most amount of stars ever in any Mario Party?
203.
170.
203. 200-something. 17. Are we talking about Mario Party in general? Because I know there's some on boards, like on Mario Party 6, there's a board that, you know...
Fair square.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. I've only played like Mario Parties 8, 9, and DS, so I never got a chance to play those ones that give you like billions and billions and trillions of stars.
Well, I would say in the DS, the DK one is like...
Yeah, DK one, yeah, but I never really... I've never played, like, a game that was longer than 20 turns, because I don't have enough patience for that. So I just want to finish the game! It's boring!
Oh,
Mario Party 8, when I played with my mom, we probably get, like, over... Before we got over 30 stars, that was amazing.
But yes, that's what I've been doing this week. Very juicy games, Pokemon Stadium 2 and Mario Party 3, regardless of what happens and nonsense. But I still love Pokemon Stadium 2, even though the luck crap. When it just gets to me, I'm just like, okay, I have to turn this game off because I'm about to throw a 64 across the room. But yes, SC, are you ready to do the news and community?
I am ready.
Okay, we'll take the floor.
All right, so we have 3 pieces of news today. The very first one is Super Mario 64 arrives to the North American Club Nintendo. It is available for 200 coins, and it will only be there until May 5th. So if you have not played this game, then get on it right now.
What game?
Super Mario 64.
Oh, I have that on my 64, and I have it on my Wii, so I don't need it.
Who hasn't played that game? That's like a classic Mario game.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't even matter if you played the original one. Even if you just played the DS one, you're still playing it.
Exactly. So, next piece of news, Mario Party 9, which was released in everywhere, pretty much, like a year ago, was just released in South Korea this week. So, congrats, South Korea. You get to play this game, finally.
Dang!
Yeah.
Wait, what? Girl, dang, now? A year, like, almost a year, after a year later.
And the same thing happened with North America and Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem Awakening came out, like, last year in Japan. It didn't come out here until, like, February.
So, well, that's more understandable, because I'm sure there's a lot of text in that game, and that needs time for translation and whatnot. But...
Yeah, a lot of people were, like, debating, this series isn't really popular in North America, but, they had doubts about bringing it over here, but they did. Now, like, everyone's playing it. It's, like, the best best-selling Fire Emblem game of all time.
Yeah, I hear a lot of stuff on like news and stuff and stuff. And Fire Emblem is selling very well.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like the third best-selling like Nintendo 3DS game. I think best-selling one this year. I think third of all time for 3DS games.
That's really funny because I do remember them being worried about that. So.
Yeah, but I guess they don't have to be that worried.
And that's it for news, but we do have some stuff going on in the community. Specifically, one feature that I actually did this week. For Monday through Friday, I picked a Mario mod and kind of highlighted it for each day. So on the main site, I wrote up an article about... Well, I'll just tell you. On Monday, I wrote about newer Super Mario Bros. Wii, a new Super Mario Bros. Wii hack. Tuesday was Super Mario Star Road, a Nintendo 64 hack. Wednesday wasn't a specific project, but it was, in general, Mario Kart hacking and the levels and characters that have been added into the game. On Thursday, it was Adventure Super Mario Bros., a Nintendo... the new Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS, a hack for that, where you can play as Toad. It's kind of cool. And on Friday, we took a look at Super Mario Galaxy 2.5, a hack of Super Mario Galaxy 2. So, really quickly, if any of you had a chance to look, do any of these interest you? Have you played any of them?
Star Road. And you did the Star Road too, right?
I did both, kind of. Because there's not a lot of information.
I played that one where you played as Toad before. That one's really fun.
I saw the Star Road one, and man, it looks amazing. That looks like so much freaking fun.
I like the game. Oh, I like the game. I'm not going to spoil it because I already played it and got all 100 and, like... Isn't it 100, like, 40 stars or something?
I know it's more than 120, so, yeah.
Yes, it is. And I know, mind you got to go right back to the freaking... You got to go right back to the other level and then you'd be like, oh, a secret path. But, I'm waiting for Star Road 2 to come out because I saw the demo, but I want to wait for it to come out because that one actually look a lot better.
Out of the ones I played, I tried the newer Super Mario Bros. Wii, and it's actually pretty fun.
Well, that's not out yet. Did you play something similar?
Oh, wait, I tried another Super Mario Bros. Wii. I tried newer Super Mario Bros. Wii, Summer Sun, and the Holiday Special one as well.
Right, yeah, see, because they're working on a pretty big project, so in the meantime, they released these smaller specials. That's what...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... I actually haven't had a chance to play any of those, but I've been keeping an eye on newer Star Road and 2.5. Those I've been watching for a while now, and it's great to see the progress on them.
I just want to see like a new Super Mario Bros. Wii hack where they make it like Kaizo Mario World or something like that.
That game.
I would love it. I would love it to be Kaizo, cause Kaizo, I'm not gonna say it's for the expert, but it has you thinking. So it makes you think some things are impossible when they're not. They're just very obliviously hard.
Exactly.
And well, that's it for the week of Mario mods. That's what we called it. I just want to make a quick mention about the Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon guides. They are being worked on. Not as much as last week, but they are being worked on. So,
oh, yes.
Yes, keep an eye out for that. And now I'm going to hand it off to Staryu for the daily Lost Levels videos.
All right. Yeah, you guys already know this. Come on. Every week, Monday through Friday, we always do these daily Lost Levels videos. On Mondays, we have Mushroom Mondays with your favorite fabulous fungus, Toadette.
Yay!
Toadetta, yes. She does five facts for you guys to listen to and stuff, so it's very juicy. And on Tuesday, we have Juicy Tuesdays with Spider Staryu. I ask you guys three questions, and of course, the hot topic of the day. Yes, it's very, 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 very juicy.
And hot.
Yes. Hot. Oh, yes. On Wednesday, we have Legacy Wednesdays with Super Zambazy, where SC reviews the game and gives you some trivia and interesting knowledge about the game as well. On Thursdays, we have Double T Thursdays with Timmy.
Hey.
Where Timmy reviews a music soundtrack and invites you to listen to the full version. And on Friday, we have Black Fridays with Dark Boo.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, where Dark Boo rants about real-world drama. And that's pretty much it. Wait, before we move on to our main topic, I just want to say about the Daily Lost Levels videos. You guys should look forward to something interesting this week, this coming week, this podcast. Yes, today. What's today? Today is April 13th. The week after, starting Monday, look forward to something interesting. That's all I'm gonna say. And now let's get into our main topic today. Main topic today is Nintendo 64. So we're basically going to talk about pretty much everything 64. We're going to get into a lot of stuff, but first let me ask this question. This is going to be free discussion, but first let me ask this damn question. Who here has owned a 64 before?
Me.
Oh, me.
I do. SC, do you own a 64?
Yeah. Well, currently at the moment, no. But yes, I have all my life, pretty much.
Timmy?
No.
Have you before, though?
No. I never actually owned one, but, like, I tried it out.
And Toadette, have you owned a 64?
Same as Timmy. I never actually owned one, but I've played one that's been owned by, like, my family members and all.
Okay. When I was
a little kid, I'd play it whenever I get bored. I'd be like, yeah!
Well, all right. As for me, yeah, of course I own a 64, and I still own one to this day. I actually have two 64s. Honestly. But yeah, the Nintendo 64, it's no doubt that the Nintendo 64 is one of our most beloved consoles for a lot of Nintendo fans, especially people who have grown up with it. The Nintendo 64 was released in North America on September 29th in 1996. When you look back, that was so long ago. And I actually wasn't even born yet. I was born
what year?
September 29th,
1996. Oh no,
I wasn't born. I was born
like what, 2 weeks after.
I wasn't even like conceived yet then.
I was two.
Ah, you're such a cutie.
I was a sperm cell.
Oh my god.
An adorable sperm cell.
Yeah, I bet you were.
That pink picture.
The Nintendo 64 was at the retail price back then it cost $199. $199.99. Yeah, like $200 basically. But yes, that was when things were cheaper back then. Now everything's freaking expensive. See how much freaking we've grown?
We are growing to realize the harsh reality of life.
Yes, but today we're going to take an easy road and we're going to talk about the 64. So, what? Does anyone want to, like, bring up some classic memories they have of the 64? Like, is there any, like, of a certain, like, time or, like, time period, like, you guys had the 64 or, like, something like that? Like, you just...
Mario Kart!
Yeah, tell us about Mario Kart 64.
Mario Kart 64. Well, it's not my favorite one. It was pretty damn awesome. It was the game that pretty much created my love for Toad.
Yahoo!
Yeah, because I'd play as him all the time. I'd be like, oh, I want to play as the cute big head guy. I didn't know what his name was because I was like 3 or 4 years old, so I didn't really read that much. I was like, I want to play with the big head guy. And it turns out I really love the big head guy, so yeah, Toad.
As for me, Mario Kart 64 sort of started my interest in Peach. I love the color yellow back then, and for some reason I thought Peach's hair back when you saw the back of her head when she was racing, I just saw yellow. I didn't see any pink or anything, so I was like, oh, I love the color yellow, so I'm gonna pick her. Which I honestly back then I thought it was a him for some reason, and I was like 3, and then my brother was like, no, it's a girl. I was like, oh, whoops. But yeah, I just love Peach for some reason. She was very fast as well. I love Peach and I love Toad as well because Toad, I always used to think Toad was like some good luck charm because every time I picked him, I almost always won.
Yeah, Toad was like overpowered in that damn game. He was like,
he was the fastest, but my problem with Toad was that, oh my god,
slippery,
bumping, boom, Bowser bumps into you, Toad.
Yeah, you're gonna fly. Yeah, Bowser bumps into you, you're dead.
But yeah, Mario Kart 64 had great times with that game, definitely. And I've also had a lot of great times with some of the early Mario Party games, like Mario Party 3. That game, Mario Party 3, I had the most fond memories of that game. That game is so much to me. I love it to this day. I was playing it earlier today. I love Mario Party 3 so much. Definitely, I played it a lot when I was a kid, like 4 to even now. I just love that game so much, and I played it a lot when I was a kid. A lot. When I say a lot, I really mean a lot.
A lot, a lot, a lot.
And do you guys want to share anything, like Dark Boo, SC?
Well, me is basically when I used to play wintertime. When I used to play Perfect Dark in the wintertime. Oh, that used to be so peaceful. And for me, it used to be so peaceful and fun because it just brought back memories, especially when I didn't have the expansion pack. Mind you, I got Perfect Dark when I was like 8 or 9, but I got the expansion pack for my N64 around when I was 14. So mind you, I unlocked 70% of the game when I was 14 and only played 30% when I was 8 and 9. So mind you, it was very fun, and mind you, me and my friends, we all used to play Perfect Dark. I used to bring back memories. We just play it all day. But that was my game. I liked that game. That game, it was not hard for me to like. It like, oh, this game was hard. It real easy for me to pick it on up. And what other game? I remember Zelda. I couldn't finish the inside the Deku tree because of all the spiders, and I was so scared of spiders. I'm like, I don't wanna. So my cousin had to come here. He had to do the whole thing while I hid in the corner because of spiders. And then when I got to Kakariko Village, in the nighttime, you heard all the spiders crawling. So I always avoided going there in the nighttime. That freaking village in the nighttime. Every time I used to play before, I used to wait out of Hyrule Field and wait for the sunlight, for the sun to rise. Or if I had the sun song, I'd play a whole sun song and make it daylight because I couldn't stand hearing the spiders. Really can't.
Yeah, those things are pretty creepy looking. They got like skull heads or something like that.
Yeah. More games that bring nostalgia for me. Oh, I'm sorry, what, Timmy?
Paper Mario was one of them for me, because I remember, like, when I had a Wii, like, I always wanted to get Paper Mario off Virtual Console, and, like, the day my brother got it for me, I was really, really happy.
I love Paper Mario. That was my game back then. I was so confused with it at first, but as I got older, it was so... I love it so much. It wasn't that I didn't understand it. It's just all the reading. And I think I played it when I was like 5 or 6. So, you know, 5 or 6-year-olds don't read that well. And but as I got older, it was so much more fun. And I read the dialogue. The dialogue is what makes that game for me. Even though I like the Thousand Year Door more, but that's another discussion entirely. But Paper Mario, the first one, it was really fun. And the dialogue, just, I love it. All the stuff it has, I love it. One more game that I want to mention that brings me a lot of nostalgia is Star Fox 64. Who remembers that game?
Me, I still have it. I played it the other day.
I love that game. It was so much fun. Freaking Slippy and freaking Falco's rude attitude. Oh my god, that attitude.
I never played a Star Fox game before, but I know from tales that Falco is like is sassy as hell.
He is
so freaking rude at times, but
he's like,
gee, I've been saved by Fox, how swell.
Oh, exactly like that. I've left before, or Quinaria, I killed her right then and there, but mind you, I couldn't go to the mission accomplished. I couldn't get mission accomplished, I just got mission complete because I killed her right then and there.
But yeah, it's really just...
I was like, well, if you didn't want me to help you, why don't you just go die?
Exactly. Let me think. What other 64 games? Yeah, there's tons of 64 games to go into.
I hate more than sassy NPC is like, oh, you saved me, I could have done my stuff. I was like, fine, bitch, die.
I'm sorry, Toilet, what?
Sorry, it's like, I was gonna say, one thing that's even more annoying than that is, like, missions where you have to keep an NPC from dying, and they just keep running into stupid stuff. And it's like, no, don't move! I'm trying to save you! You idiot!
That always happens.
Oh, yes, that happens all the time. But it's super fun regardless. Who here has played the original Super Smash Bros. For the 64?
I still have the game. I played it only like 3 times and didn't ask
them.
I was like, it's too hard.
I actually love that game, and I have it on like a Nintendo 64 emulator that I have on my Wii. But like, I played it at my friend's house, and I love Ness in that game because I could just spam down air all day, and his rolls are really, really good. And oh my god, I just love Ness in that game.
I love Ness in that game too, but Ness is so like slow in that game. It's so weird. But
now I'm like too used to Brawl, so like I can't use Ness.
Though. Every time I play that game and I go back to Brawl, I get all confused and confused. I'm like, wait.
Ness was fat in the N64 game. He's a fat ass little kid. That's why he was slow.
PK Big Mac.
But like I love like everything about Ness because like his yo-yo had like really good range and like his throws were just amazing and yeah.
Yeah, I love the original Super Smash Brothers. Though my copy got screwed up, actually. I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I think someone blew into it. But it doesn't really work that well anymore. Every time you use it, the data gets erased. So that's why I brought it recently on the Virtual Console on the Wii, which has been a good blessing to have, because now I can play it anytime I want, and yeah, it's really fun. Let's get into something more complex, okay? What type of controllers did you guys own? Like, what type of colors?
Oh my god.
Oh, Boo, you gotta start us off. You know you gotta do it.
No, because, this is gonna make me feel so bad. First, I had the two gray controllers. No, I had one gray controller, actually. And then after, I got another gray controller. And after that gray controller, the up broke, so I couldn't go up, so we had to buy a new controller. And you know what controller my mom had the nerve to get me? A Pokemon controller. I have a Pokemon controller. It's blue and yellow, and it has the thing to say Pokemon. Oh,
yeah, I see a picture of that before.
I have that controller. And then after, I had transparent purple one, and then after my whole door broke off the hinge and fell on it. The whole door fell off the hinge and fell right onto the N64 and the controller. N64 took no damage. That controller was fucked up. The N64 took no damage. It fell face first into the system and it took no damage. So mind you, later years on, I was like, okay, because mind you, the ups kept on messing up. I gotta get me a new controller. So I bought two controllers online on eBay. And they both are blue. You could tell they're not made from Nintendo because they don't even had the Nintendo label on it. It was like made from a third party.
As for me, I used to own two. Actually, I still own two gray ones. Though they're like practically like really messed up with the like control stick. It's like it can't, you know. It's like not even. It's really never loose. Neutral. It's very loose, like certain people. I own a black one, but it's also loose. I own a purple one that doesn't really work that much anymore because someone used to bite on the damn wires.
Sorry. I have three.
But now I've recently bought two new controllers with my new 64 that I bought that cost $65 with two new controllers and everything. It's a purple one that's transparent and a green one, and they're tight and strong.
Ooh.
Just like my favorite Leslie.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's the controllers I own. SC, what controllers did you own when you had a 64?
I had two gray ones and one blue one that was, yeah, it was not from Nintendo because it was shaped all weird and whatever, it was uncomfortable too. But I think, Dark Boot, you said that you could throw them and wherever you want, they wouldn't break at all.
Oh wait, not the controls, the system, the door, my whole door. I mean, it fell face fight. We play Perfect Dark. I beat her 160 chick, and then you see a door going boom. I'm like, I'm sitting there stoic like, no, I'm like, no. And then after I checked the controller, it was broken. And I had another one, the Mad Cats controller that had a little turbo button. That's another story we're gonna have to clock. that controller had broken. Well, I'm like, oh my god, but mind you, the N64 had no scratches or anything. I was like, yes!
If there's anything Nintendo's good at, it's definitely making sturdy consoles. Except the DS, that thing like breaks every time, but...
Oh yes, those freaking damn DS is breaking, but my 64
The newer DS's are more sturdy, but like the first kind, like especially the lights, the freaking DS light, those things broke all the time, but... The other ones are okay, but yeah, like SNES and N64 were like invincible. They were like those Nokia phones.
Well, see, I would say the consoles are invincible, but those controllers, oh my goodness. I don't know when it happened, but both the Gray controllers, the control sticks were like ripped off. So it was just like a needle sticking out. It sucked.
Ooh, ouch.
So imagine just... We didn't have Mario Party 1, thank God. But we, just imagine any game that requires fast movement of the control stick. You had like a, after you're done, your thumb had like this giant hole in it. It is not like a real hole, but like it was totally like bent in. It sucked and it hurt. But that was, and mainly it broke because of, you know, you're playing Mario Party and you get in a fight with whoever you're playing with, and you're throwing controllers, and you're hitting the reset button.
Whoa, who's throwing controllers? Oh
me? Because, me, oh my god, when I played, like, it was four human players. It was me, my mom, my cousin, and my friend. We all was playing. I got so mad, I threw the controller, I cussed, and I cut the game off, and they like, what you do that for? I'm like, shut up! I was so angry, I'm a little child. I'm like, shut up, it's not fair! And then my mom said it, she's like, you're a sore loser. I'm like, no, I'm not!
That sounds exactly like me when I was a kid. When I would play with my brother, I used to always be a sore loser. I was like, oh, why am I losing? It's not fair. I don't want to play this damn game.
This game sucks because I'm not winning.
But my brother was freaking rude at times. You know you were. Yes, you were. You were rude at times freaking putting the freaking cartridge thing all the way up high so I freaking wouldn't play. You were mean back then. But oh yeah, God. It was so freaking ridiculous. I would be mad. I'd be like, I don't want to play anymore. I don't like this damn game. And then later in life, I would just like take the computers and just edit their move.
Exactly.
But yes.
Yeah, that's why they invented easy mode. Yeah, whenever you get past, whenever I get mad at this like hard ass level, I'm like, ah! And then I just switch everything to easy mode and just kick ass so I feel a little better.
Yeah. Who here has played Mario Party 1?
Me.
I have, but not like on the actual Nintendo 64.
I played on the actual Nintendo 64.
Have you guys played the rotating control stick mini games?
Yes.
Don't go hurt controller. Your hand like hell.
I had to put Vaseline on my hand. Then I had to make sure it wasn't enough friction so my hand catch on fire.
It gives me blisters on the palm of my hand. It hurts.
They rotate that control stick. I'm like, who? And then I'm playing pedal. What is it? Pedal power. So I rotate the control stick. I'm talking like, who? Mind you, I'm doing it real fast. I'm like, who? And then it's like, submarine, make this mini game. it's painful.
Yeah, it really hurts, especially when you have to do things like freaking tug of war. Doing it just like full of, yes!
I always lose on the computer.
It's like, you're like, I win! Your hand's like skeletal. I win!
You gotta burn in the circle in your hand.
Well, I'm glad I can play Mario Party 1 on my Wii with my Nintendo 64 emulator, because I can use my GameCube controller.
Yeah, and that's a lot easier.
Yeah.
I remember, like,
they... I think that's why. Yeah, they got like a lot of lawsuits because of that.
Because it gave a lot of people blisters and stuff, and they would say, just use your thumb. But that didn't work.
It didn't work.
Exactly. It hurt your thumb, and it made it even worse because your hand alone has much less tolerance than your whole entire hand. Your thumb alone has much less resistance than your entire hand.
And that's why they never included another rotating control stick minigame in a Mario Party ever, so.
Well, they did. You have to rotate it slowly.
Yeah. Not, like, rapidly or anything.
But didn't Bowser Toss from Mario Party 3 kind of do that, or?
No. You just had to adjust the angle.
Oh, okay.
Keep it at a fixed angle and just press A rapidly.
Control stick minigames had you, have you doing it slowly now, I think. Or at least not as fast, and with newer controllers, it doesn't hurt as much as like the N64 one did.
Oh, yes. Who wants to talk about Pokemon Stadium? We talked about this earlier. But let's get into more discussion about these games. These Pokemon Stadiums.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Should I start it off?
You start it off, please. Oh my god, I'm getting a headache already.
Unfortunately, as y'all know, I can't stand some Pokemon, but oh please. I played that game, Pokemon Stadium. That's when I got the Pokemon. Actually, no, that's not when I got the Pokemon controller. But Pokemon Stadium 1. Let me tell you, I couldn't stand. The battles and stuff. When I went to the gym leader castle, I went through everybody and stopped dead point at the psychic. Who was it? Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Oh, that heifer. It took me forever because I'm like, I can't defeat these psychic Pokemons. And mind you, every time I change my Pokemon, she changed the Pokemon with the. I'm like. You, I'm yelling, you twat! I'm like, oh my god! And so when I finally beat her, the rest was easy. I'm like, got to the Elite Four. I'm like, yay! Beat the first person. Yay! The second person. Yay! The third person. Yay! The fourth person. Took me a year to beat. took me a year.
Damn.
Yeah, and when I actually beat him, I was like, yeah, and I thought you unlocked something. It just gives you a little bit, unlock this. I'm like, I did all that work for nothing.
You just beat your rival first after beating the Lance.
So, and I'm like, for real? So mind you, not to the stadium, because I did the stadium, then after I was like, I'm done. Because see, like, every time I unlock something, no, I beat 100%. It's like, back to 90%, got this to do. When you do it, back to 90%, got this to do. I'm like, I'm done. So mind you, I used to play the battles with my friends. Yes, them guys, they always quick to choose Abra, Kadabra, and Alakazam. They always quick to choose. Now, I always choose something like Articuno and, I don't try not to do the metronome. My friend, she used to pick Chansey, but mind you, just because Chansey have all that health doesn't mean it can lose. It can save all the health. Just one attack, she probably got like 26 health. Rusty had 326.
Yes.
Oh damn! How did I know that?
Around that area, yeah.
How did I know that? Woo woo.
And Chansey, when you hit her with a physical move, her health would be like,
exactly.
But if you use something like Thunder, oh my god, it does like nothing because of all that freaking special, the freaking damn special stat.
And then the minigames, I love all the minigames. Snore War, whatever, that snoring game.
From Drowsy?
Yes, it's so hard to keep the tempo. I'm like, wow. And then after you think you do so well, you still fail. I'm like, F this game. And that freaking Lickitung and that sushi, every time I used to eat that little fish thing, he used to turn green. I was like, Amber! I was like, uh-oh! So yes, Metapod and that Rock Harden game. That game, when you play on hard, they give you the hardest things to do. When it's easy, it's simple, like, boo, boo, boo. But when you play on hard, they go like, boo, boo, boo. And then after, they go like, boo, 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 boo. I'm like, what?
It's like, boom, 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 boom. It's like freaking six at once. You're like, oh, no.
Exactly. Once you got to press it real fast, I'm like, I try to do it. At first, I had it, and now I can't do it. And Ekans, that game, it used to get on my nerves. I used to stand and wait for the golden. That's all I used to do, stand and wait for the golden. I'm like, wait for it, now. And, what is that little sand Pokemon? Sandshrew. Yes. That minigame that got on my nerves, that minigame. I used to do it so fast. At times, I used to dig real fast to the bottom, and then after, you just go so slow, but you don't know you're going so slow that it's stopping.
I love the Rattata minigame.
Run, Rattata, run.
Yeah, it's Rattata.
It's Rattata? I thought it was Rattata.
I always said Rattata.
I used to thought it was like I used to think that as well, but it's actually Rattata.
I used to pronounce it Rattatata.
Yeah. So mind you, that game used to get on my nerve because you had to press the control pad. So mind you, my hands be all I gotta press A, goddammit. Don't try me. I can press A really fast. Don't make me show you my records, please. But that game I used to always fail and don't press up. Clefairy, that game, I love it because you had to. It's something with memory. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I always used to get a perfect score.
Too, and I used to play with the hard computers. They only get hit. We get down to the wire, they get hit once, and I win. I'm like, yay!
Have you ever done it from like the beginning, yeah, and like the computer would get hit like all times?
Exactly. They'd be like, boom, 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 boom. I'd just be saying, I couldn't be in that class. I would look like, where were you? Were you high when they hit? I'm like you know it was three ups. Goddamn it was up, 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 left. You did. Right, left, down, down. What were you doing? You're Charlie Brown? Get it together.
You're Charlie Brown.
Goodness. And the Magikarp, that game, I used to time it perfectly so I can get like around 30. And what's the last one? That freaking
electric crap with Voltorb and Pikachu.
I hated that. That's
stupid, because mind you, you don't press the when it change. You don't press that button it changed from. And it still goes down. Oh my, you stupid! This game used to get on my nerves. That's why I avoided it. That's the only game I avoided.
Exactly.
I love the battles on Pokemon Stadium. They were very fun. The later cups were like, oh my god, and R2 is like impossible unless you got like Pokemon that you owned and you trained yourself. It's like, it pisses me off at times. I'm like, oh god, am I gonna fail this crap again? But I love Pokemon Stadium. I played a lot when I was a kid. The cups and stuff for R1, though, are fun, and it's just the luck crap that makes me mad. But Pokemon, let's be honest, Pokemon has luck in it, so there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, what I mean by that is that when I get confused, I hit myself, but when computers get confused, they don't hit themselves.
Being confused is like being drunk. Yeah, when you're drunk, you do stupid stuff. And in Pokemon, when you're confused, you do stupid stuff, like hit yourself.
It's possible. But I honestly, Pokemon Stadium 1 was fun, but I honestly like Pokemon Stadium 2 better because it had more Pokemon and more mini-games and stuff like that. The freaking R2 was hard as hell because they had all the EVs in the Pokemon. It's hard, especially that freaking little cup. That freaking girl with the stupid freaking Poliwag. I can't beat that freaking crap. It makes me so frustrated. I'm like, oh my god. Freaking Poliwag is faster than freaking Staryu. I'm like, what the hell? How the hell is that even possible? But, oh, all that crap. But yes, I love Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, especially Stadium 2. Essie, you've been so silent this whole time. Why don't you talk about your gaming of Nintendo 64 experiences?
Sure. Well, for Pokemon, I never had Pokemon Stadium. I've played it before at a friend's house, but never owned it, so I don't really know much about it. Okay, my favorite game of all time is, and this is based a lot on nostalgia, but my favorite game of all time is Banjo-Kazooie. Have you guys played Banjo-Kazooie?
Yes!
Oh. Unfortunately, no.
Oh, then get out of here. You're not allowed to talk anymore. Just leave the podcast. Okay. Go play.
Okay, bye. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Banjo Kazooie never really interests me. I mean, I know it's a good game, but it's just the atmosphere of it just looks really dumb.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the greatest thing ever. It's my childhood, basically, in a nutshell. I just remember playing that game for hours and hours, like in the same level, just exploring. And there's like barely anything to explore, but just, oh my gosh, I don't know. My imagination was awesome back then, and oh, greatest thing ever.
Alright, Banjo-Kazooie and Tooie.
Oh, me too. Oh, me too.
I still have that game.
I used to have them, but now I don't.
I still have that game.
Yeah, I still have... See, I don't have the actual console, but I still have the original game packs, cartridges. They're sitting right over here. Oh, man. This is... If there's anything... If I ever had to explain just my gaming in general, Banjo-Kazooie, that's the greatest thing ever. See, it's interesting, because if I never played it before and I played it now, I probably would have just been like, meh. But back then, man... That was amazing.
Back then, things like that, those types of graphics, those type of stuff were amazing to us back then. Mm-hmm. Now, people nowadays, they look at it like, whatever. But back then, that was amazing to us. People don't understand. Like, back then, when you live back then, when you're a child, you have just more, I guess, imagination or whatever. And just the things that were happening back then, things like that were amazing. Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie, just things like that, they were amazing to us. Mm-hmm. So... I really wish people nowadays would, like, understand. But actually, a lot of people nowadays still like Banjo Kazooie and Tooie more than the new Banjo game that came out on the Xbox 360.
Well, yeah, that's 'cause that one wasn't even...
That game, from what I heard, it really sucked balls.
It did. I don't like it. It sucks! No words can express how bad it is! I'm like, for real? I can't say is this a prequel, sequel, anything. It's nothing like the other game.
Well, I've played the demo, so that's all I've played. But, I mean, it's a fun game, but if it's...
I can hear the pain in SC's voice as he says that.
If you look at it as just a game, it's fun, but if you look at it as a Banjo-Kazooie game, you're like, what the heck is this? This isn't... No. Not at all. Doesn't make sense.
No!
Yeah. I actually have another question. In terms of being scared, because a lot of us played N64 when we were very young, did you have any, like, really scary moments? Because for me, I'm thinking about Under the Well and the Shadow Temple in Ocarina of Time.
From any 64 game?
Yeah.
Super Mario 64, the piano. Dun, 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 dun.
That never scared me.
Or see, I found it amusing.
I love that thing. I love it.
I love that level.
Whenever I always go there, and I'd be like, "Where's the piano? There's the piano! Pom pom! Yeah!"
We're talking about a 4-year-old kid, a 4 or 5-year-old kid here. When I saw that, I was like, "Ah, run away! Oh no, please go away!"
Exactly.
It gave me nightmares. A piano chasing me.
And the worst part is there's actually a red
point. One of the things that scared me from Paper Mario was like. When Boot was like, you better come to our place or else. I was like, promise. I don't know. But he shouts like, or else, and it like turns really huge, and like, before you go into Forever Forest, that thing always scared me.
It has to be, the bottom of the well, that's scary. For me, it's not scary, but it's so big. That's the problem. When I looked at the map, it's sort of the first area, I'm like, we had to check all of this. I didn't mind you. I didn't have the lens of truth or anything, and I had any guys, so I got to the room. I saw an enemy right there. I'm walking. It was four. You know, I was like, I screamed. I'm like, no! And then after I went all the way down to B3, I was like, oh, where am I? And after they had this eerie death looking place, and the map showed it looking like a hand, I'm like, you're doing too much. So, mind you, I wasn't scared. Shadow Temple, I'm going to be honest. Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, okay.
Shadow Temple, that game, wow. That temple. I'm not going to lie, that hallway that had full of spiders, them skull tours. I was so scared to walk down that hallway. And mind you, I was always scared to fall down somewhere because I thought there was a spider there. So I'm like, oh my god, what should I do? What should I do? So mind you, when I went there, I'm like, dense fire. I just spamming, dense fire, dense fire, dense fire. So that's how I got through there. And pretty much, I didn't have any scary moments. But that, oh, that dead hand was, it did not scare me. I just found it real, I found it disgusting. And mind you, it never caught me. I always severed on his arms before he was able to catch me. So he just popped off the ground. I'm like, yes, what you want to do today? So mind you, I didn't have that many scary moments.
Oh, speaking of Zelda games, like, I always got scared those of Floor Masters and... I know this is kind of off topic, but in Wind Waker, oh my god, those Floor Masters always got to me.
Dude, Wind Waker, that Floor Masters, those aren't even a joke. Them things, they will grab you up, they will lift you up and take you down.
Exactly.
And then you pop up at the beginning, you like, I gotta do all this over.
Uh-huh. Hello, sir, do you have a moment to hear the word of Jesus Christ?
Goodness, God, oh. Well, I never had that many scary moments until Turok 2 with the spiders. Come on, the spiders used to spawn right on top of you. So you'd be walking through the path, and then there's a little area. Then as you know, boom, the whole rock just closed the whole thing. So you run like, yeah. And as you know, a big old spider comes and falls right in front of you. You know me. I will scream. I was like, So I sound like, ooh, mm-mm.
All right. Is there any 64 games that we haven't mentioned that we should mention?
Yes.
What?
The Spire Party 3 count.
We mentioned our. Did we?
We did Spire Party 3. What have you been doing?
I mentioned something about it earlier. Yeah.
I used to play a lot of Mortal Kombat on the N64, but I'm not sure if anyone else here has played it.
Not me.
One day. Oh, we have...
Forgetting on stress, because, like, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that you can do, like, fatalities and all, and just, you know, rip someone apart, and it's just like, yeah!
Uh-oh, that kind of deadly.
I've been playing this when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old. I was a screwed up little kid.
Well, let me name just a few. We have 007, of course. Yes, GoldenEye, baby. And the world is not enough. The world is not enough. I didn't like that game. I liked 007, GoldenEye.
And F-Zero X.
Okay. F-Zero, yes. Get it together, yes. With that game, I used to try to kill everybody and then fail. Also, we have Perfect Dark. Mind you, Perfect Dark was just a more futuristic outlook of Mario, wow. 007. Then we have Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, which actually, wow, that game, I couldn't stand the time. I'm not gonna lie, the time thing had me stressed out. And the Great Bay Temple. A lot of people say it was easy. I'm like, please, you had a guy. Great Bay Temple, you are gonna get caught up in, even if you know what to do, you're still gonna get caught up in the loop. Because the freaking water current in that main room. And then, mind you, you got to change the water current in here, there, here, here, here. I'm like, first of all, I'm about to get highly real rude up in here and get her. I'm about to get real get up in here. Because that dungeon, wow, and Stone Tower Temple, it wasn't hard. People be saying that flipping over was hard. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not hard. We also have, we did Mario Kart 64, yes. Fantastic. Also, we had Bad Fur Day. I got that game when I was 7.
That game
is dirty.
Mind you, I got that game when I was 7. My mom thought it was good because, mind you, we didn't look at no damn ratings. Nobody did look at ratings. So we just saw a squirrel. She was like, oh, this game look alright. So when I got to the game, she heard somebody say, come and get me, you greedy bastard. She was like, wait. I just asked her. The boss said, why am I a fat son of a bitch? And I'm like, oh my god. And then after, my
mom... Did your mom see the freaking pollinating scene?
Yes, she did.
The cow that pooped everywhere.
I'm a gray, mighty poo. Oh my god.
I am the great Flirty Pooh, and I'm going to throw munch at you.
And then he said, I'm going to take your head and ram it in my butt. Your butt. Your butt. My butt. Your butt. My butt. I was like, oh my god.
That game.
Well, I played that game, but I was 7 though. So my mom's sitting there like, what the hell did I done do? So why did you, when she saw the unpollinating scene, she was like, what the hell with this game is? Oh, my mama, she having sex with her. And my mama saw all the titties. She was like, what the? My mama had to check her titties. She was like, wait a second. I think mama this had a good game. The one they have for the Xbox 360 is not the bad. It's not the good one. You want to play the original. You're not. If you want to hit all the cussing and everything, play the original.
Play the original.
Good. If you don't, if you want to hear all the cussing, the original, because the new one cut all that cussing out.
Sucks.
And mind you, let me open this. Let me open up my game right about now. We had Bad Fur. We did Ocarina of Time. Toy Story 2 wasn't that much.
You forgot to mention Kirby 64 and the Crystal Shards.
Oh, my freaking gosh.
I didn't get there yet. I have that game in here, but I didn't get there yet.
I love that game.
Same.
We have 1080, the snowboarding game. We have Banjo 2, we already did. I have Miss Pac-Man for some unknown reason. I have WWF for some unknown reason as well. Quake 2, we did Smash Bros. We did Super Mario 64. I have Resident Evil 2. Yes! Resident Evil 2, you gotta understand that this game is scary, goddammit.
Did we do Donkey Kong 64?
No.
Oh my god, how could we miss something like that?
I didn't get these yet. I had Dr. Mario 64.
Oh my god, I forgot that game!
I have Dr. Mario 64. I have Mario Golf. A lot of Mario games.
Mario Tennis.
Oh yes, I have Mario Tennis too. I have a football game, Wheel of Fortune, boxing. I have other games around here somewhere I can't find right about now. But also, let me name the games off the top of my head. Turok 1, Rage Wars. Turok 2, Seize the Evil. Turok 3, Shadows of Oblivion. What other games? I know some other games from the top of my head.
Yoshi's Story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just forgot that one.
I couldn't stand playing that game on an emulator because it always failed. The graphics suck badly. And also, what other games do we have? I know I have Hexen. I have Hexen for everything. So, mind you, it's just, like, universal. I have Wave Race, that game was something. Paper Mario, we were dead. I had Monopoly for some reason.
Did any of you play Cruisin' World?
Yes, I have that game.
It's so ridiculous.
That's exactly. And the fact that you attach it to everything and then after you randomly spin out for unknown reasons, I'm like, kidding. I have the Rush game, San Francisco Rush.
That game. Oh, who you can't forget Star Wars Racing.
I don't have that game. What other game? I know there's a lot of games.
There's so much to mention.
I know there's a lot of games because I've been playing a lot of games and I got rid of a lot of games as well. So I really don't know because I got rid of a lot of games. And then the fact that I lost some. I'm not gonna lie, I lost some of my games before. I'm like, where is this game? I can't find this game. So, mind you, I got a little bit pissed. What other games, though?
Did any Mega of the Man? Guys play, I had a Rugrats game. It was kind of like Mario Party.
That little rip-off
that
Mario
game
Party
is so
game.
Bad.
It's pretty bad. Oh, man. But I did play it a lot, though. I do remember that.
That game,
like anything, even if it's bad.
That game was so. It was a. Why did you even try to rip off the game type of game? I'm like, for real? Why would you rip off this game and then do it so badly?
It was laggy as hell.
Exactly. Every time I'm like, who does this? Like I said, like who does this? Oh, I can't forget this game. I know nobody forgot this game. Bomberman.
Oh, my God. Bomberman, I love that game.
I have that game somewhere in these damn blue crates. I have the,
Is it Bomberman 64, like the Bomberman Hero?
I have both. Oh. I have the 64 and, Hero. Because, mind you, I got me a little bit of games when I'm doing my little thing. Not on the pole. Diddy Kong Racing, of course.
Oh my god, I forgot the game! We're forgetting so much!
Diddy Kong Racing.
There's so many games.
There's so much to mention. It's hard to mention. Pokemon Snap! Oh my god.
Hey, Pikachu!
Oh yeah, Hey, Pikachu! That game... I did not like it, but I remember it.
That game was funny, because like, I remember like when you would say PlayStation in the mic, and Pikachu would get mad.
He would?
Really?
He would. I think there's a video about it.
Oh, wow. I would have been laughing. I'm like, PlayStation, let him get mad. I'm like, what are you?
Oh, this reminds me of this funny thing I saw. It was like a tech demo for the Nintendo DS, like back when it was still in, like, you know, the news was out. Everyone was like, oh my god, a DS. Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, he came to a convention and he hid behind this booth that had Mario's face on it, and it was testing out the graphics of the DS, and so whenever he would talk, Mario would talk, so it looked like you're actually talking to Mario. And then he kept making, like, jokes and all, so he was like, oh boy, how about that Sony? They're a great company, right? And then Mario's nose grew.
Oh, snap. Grew like Pinocchio.
Yeah, it grew like Pinocchio.
That is so bad.
We have games like Quest 64. I have Rainbow Six.
Sci-Fi 64.
Yes. And what other game? I know I have Rainbow Six because that game I couldn't stand. So if I get shot once, it's like somebody shot me in my head. I just died. I'm like, excuse me? Like, Jesus, what are you going to do today? So, mind you, I did not like that game. I have Toy Story 2. That game.
I had that game as well. Like, I hated that game.
I hate the Superman. I hate Superman. That game sucks.
Oh, yeah, Superman sucks.
Oh, my God, that was, like, the worst game in history.
My friend had Tony Hawk. I didn't have that game. My friend had that game, I remember, if I'm not mistaken.
But, yeah, there's, like, so many games. It would be, like, impossible to mention it all. That'd be, like, a 3-hour or 4-hour podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we did mention some of the greatest classics, and I wanted to ask you guys a question, like... Do you think, like, the Nintendo 64 games, do you think they've influenced, like, the, like, Nintendo series and, like, games that came out on it? Do you think they've influenced, like, later games, maybe?
Oh, yes. Very much, yes. Because that was the first 3D console. So, yeah, it set the path for Sunshine, Galaxy, Super Mario 64. That's where the Mario Party games started. That's where the... core mechanics for Mario Kart in 3D started. That's where Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, I'm saying all Mario games, Zelda, all Zelda games from here start on out.
Call of Duty, any first person shooter, because the GoldenEye 007 and Perfect Dark.
Yep, exactly. So, yes, very much so. This N64 influenced, like, everything, almost.
I remember that they said that for Super Mario 64, they worked on the game for, like, almost 6 years or something. Because they had to make all the camera movements and stuff, like, from scratch. And yep. It was very hard to do. And make all those 3D models and stuff, make textures. It wasn't easy, man. And it's just really amazing what these game developers can do with the games and the technology they have. So.
Yeah, it reminds me how the movie The Lion King, it took almost like an extra 4 years for development just to make that stampede scene because all of the wildebeests were in CGI, and that was pretty, it was like a really new concept at the time, so everyone's like, ugh.
CGI, I know Nintendo 64, the games all use CGIs. I know they do because I did the texture hacking. They all use CGI format.
A lot of Nintendo 64's textures, though, like, some of the textures, they when you actually look at the textures, I can never look at Fwomp from the 64 the same way ever again. Like, when you look at the Fwomp texture, like, literally, the face is, like, planted on the square. It's, like, planted on there. It's like, oh my god, I never noticed that until I started doing the ROMs. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. But the 64 is an amazing system, man. Yeah, I definitely think that this system means a lot in our hearts, even if for some who have not played it, I think that they do enjoy watching and, like, viewing the stuff that are, you know, it's about and stuff. And, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I see what?
Yeah, can I mention one thing before we move on?
Okay, yes, you can.
Okay, so like I mentioned with Banjo-Kazooie, when you get older and you play some of these games, you realize how they weren't that... You still love them to death, but they weren't that perfect as you thought they were. So,
every game has its faults. There's no such thing as a perfect game.
Yeah, right. But when you're a kid, you just don't really look at the faults.
Yeah, you don't care when you're a kid. You're like, wow!
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking about Donkey Kong 64, because I went back and tried to play that. That game's, like, really terrible. Like, the level design's terrible. The collecting is just... I can't stand it. And just... It's not very good. When I played that game when I was a kid, it was, like, the best thing ever. But now I look at it, I'm like, oh, this, like, sucks.
Donkey Kong 64 is, like, annoying to me. It's too hard. I love it, but I hate it at the same time. Just, like, a lot of games I've started to grow to, like, have a love-hate relationship with. Like, Pokemon Stadium 2. I didn't hate it before. I was like, when luck things happened to me, I was like, oh, well, let's just do it again. But now I'm like, oh, stupid game, I'm gonna throw this crap. I'm like the Hulk. Hulk smash. But yeah, I understand your point. All right, now guys, before we move on to our important questions, does anyone want to mention anything about the 64 before we go?
It was a good console. It had a good run.
Yes.
I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing I want to say. A lot of, like, us, our, I guess, generation or our age group, we kind of grew up with it. We love it to death. We would probably say it's our favorite. But if you think about it, like, people who are 5 years older than us, they all say the Super Nintendo is their favorite. It's so good. And watch, 5 years from now, our age group, they'll be saying the GameCube was the greatest thing ever.
People are already saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people adore Sunshine. Back when it was released, it was great, but nobody adored it like they do now. And
yeah, GameCube received a lot of flack back then.
Exactly.
It received a lot of flack.
A lot. And now it's getting so much praise. And I bet you it's going to happen with the Wii later on, too. So I don't know. It's what a lot of it is what you grew up with and what was your first taste of gaming.
Yeah, that's why I hate console wars, because, I mean, the goodness of a console, generally, in the review of a game, unless if it's clearly visible that it sucks or it's good, it's mostly biased, you know, someone could say that, yo, Banjo-Kazooie is awesome because they grew up with it, another person could say it sucked because they just played it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on personal opinions. That's why I don't like when people, like, when they get serious about this console stuff, like, oh, this is better, oh, no, this is better, oh, that sucks, you're stupid for liking that. I can't stand people do that, because it's all about personal opinion. I'm not going to hate on someone for liking something, but I just can't stand when I like something, and someone's like, oh, yeah, you know what, you're ridiculous for liking that crap. Like, who the hell are you to judge me for liking something? It doesn't make sense. If I grew up with something, yeah, Timmy, you got that, right? Mm-hmm, you know who we're talking about. But, yeah, it's just... yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with everything SC said.
One thing I really hate, and I think our friends at the AIM chat can relate to this, is when people tell us that we're stupid for liking something, but then don't shut up about something they like and we don't.
Uh-oh.
But
yeah, that just really annoys me for some reason.
Oh, boy. But yes, that has been our 64 discussion. I think we covered a lot of great stuff. And yeah, thank you everyone for listening. And yes, this has been really fun. This has been a great discussion. Yes, we definitely covered pretty much a lot of the bases for 64. It's definitely a great console and will be remembered for years to come. And yes. Okay. Now let's move on to our potent questions.
Woo!
Now, we have some great questions asked from your own co-host who asked these questions. Though I'm not sure if Timmy picked one, though, but the rest did. So let's get into the questions they asked. Toadette's question was, what is your shoe size? Dark Boo, what is your shoe size?
9.5
Okay, SC?
10 And I just bought some new shoes yesterday, so I know that for sure.
Timmy?
I would say either like a size 8 or 8.5
Toadette?
9 In women's.
Oh, and I am a 10.
So that's about like an 8, a 7 or 8 in men's.
Oh, well, I'm a 10.5 I recently got shoes, so I know.
Well, you know what they say about men with big feet.
Mm-hmm, yes, I know. This question's by Dark Boo. Who is your favorite singer? Dark Boo, what's your favorite singer?
First it was Janet Jackson, then it changed Crystal K, then it changed for Crystal K to Ball, and then after it changed Azealia Banks.
SC?
I have no idea. Not even one person. I don't know.
Timmy?
What was the question again?
What's your favorite singer?
I don't really have one, because I don't really listen to singers.
Toadette?
Yeah, I don't really listen to songs with, like, lyrics or anything that much anymore, so I don't have a favorite.
Well, as for me, I definitely love Azealia Banks. Yeah, she's my Leslie. Well, she's not my super duper Leslie right here, Toadette, but she is a Leslie of mine. I also like I like a lot of old songs from like the 90s and stuff, like singers and rappers like Ludacris and things like that. Just yeah, things like that. I like a lot of older songs, but I do like some songs from today. Like I like this new band called Iconopop with their song "I Love It." I don't care. I'm not even going to try to sing it, but it's really catchy beat. I love their songs. And yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of at the moment. Other than that, there's also this French singer called, let me type it out in the chat so that like Boo can pronounce it, because I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. How do you pronounce that, Boo?
La Rue.
Yeah, La Rue. I love her. She is a fantastic singer. And yes, other than that, pretty much any like general artists like the, yeah, just pretty much any general artist, like that Canadian guy, Michael something. His last name started off with a B. I forgot his last name. And like Robin Thicke, you know, things like that. I just love singers like that. They're great singers and stuff. So yes. Next question is from SC. What time do you get up in the morning, Dark Boo?
Monday and Wednesdays. If I go to college, 9. Tuesday, Thursday, 6:50 a.m. Friday, you want to know? Friday, approximately like 3 p.m.
3?
Yeah, Friday, 3 p.m., Saturday, around 12, and Sunday, around 1.
I can never sleep past noon.
I always do. I go to sleep around like 4 a.m. Mind you, I'm up all night. Editing like these emails, and then after I speak to VIP and other members on NPL.
SZ?
I usually wake up before 9 o'clock, but unless I stay up really late, then I'll sleep in for maybe till 10, maybe past 10. But it's hard. It's hard to sleep. At least in my house, it's hard to sleep past 9. Things get kind of crazy.
Uh oh. Timmy?
On a school day, I'll wake up at, like, 7:45 or 8, but, like, on a weekend, like, I'll wake up at, like, 10 or 9, but I never sleep past 11.
Toadette, when do you, wake up, usually?
On school days, so, like, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and on the weekends around 8:30. I usually go to bed around 11:12.
You better be lucky if not like me. Well, I had to wake up at 5 a.m. because I had class at 7:20 and a bus comes at a certain time and I had to get ready.
Yeah, I always get ready a certain time because I like to get this one subway, cause it's less crowded and it gets to my stop really fast. God bless the G train.
Frickin' MTA.
Exactly! Oh my god, that is incredible! We're about to since NTA nice, listen to Black Friday. You don't understand how the hell I don't like these buses, but mind you, that does not mean I'm not too good for a bus. Please, I am a worthy enough to take the bus, but I hate all these incandescent other people with their attitudes and stuff. Who do they think they are? They think that because they go on a bus that they can pay? That because they think that because they pay a little $225? Actually, not even $225 or $250. That because they think they're going to pay their little $250 that they think they could live. Say what they're going to be in the little black moon. Get up a bus. Who do they think they are? They don't know me. Oh, Jesus. I can't stand it.
As for me, at what time do I get up usually? It depends on the timing. Like the days and seasons. usually in summer, surprisingly, sometimes I'll sleep in, but sometimes I'll just wake up at 6 a.m. to see the morning sun shine down on me because it's really juicy and ostentatious. But usually, like if it's the winter or like the fall, usually I like sleep in if I can. But if I can't, I'll usually just wake up around like 9. 8 around that time. I remember as a kid, I used to love waking up like, oh, I love getting up early, like 7 o'clock. But now it's like, please, I need to sleep.
Exactly.
Screw waking up. But yeah, that's pretty much my answer. All right, now for Timmy's question. What time is bedtime? Dark Boo?
I answered this question already, but...
I don't, for me, it doesn't matter. If I had class at 6:50, I would go to bed at 5. If I had class at 6:50 a.m., I would go to bed at 5 and wake up at 5:30. So me, bedtime varies. Monday and Wednesday, I try to make it where I go to bed at 3 or 2. Tuesday, Thursday, I try to make it that I go to bed at 12, but I always end up going to bed at 2. And on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, who knows, I might spend the whole day up like I did today. I went to bed at 7, I went to bed at 8 a.m., I think, or 7 a.m.
SC?
Bedtime is when my eyes stop working, pretty much. It's when I can't stay awake anymore, and then I just fall over and fall asleep, usually. Sometimes I have to go to sleep early. I
pass out sometimes, too.
It's kind of a bad habit, but it's whatever.
Timmy?
I go to bed on a school day, like I go to bed at like 11 p.m. but like I don't actually fall asleep until like 11:30, and then like on a weekend, like I try to sleep at like 12:30, but sometimes my parents just try to get me a bedtime.
Toretta?
I said it before, but I usually fall asleep around 11, 12. If I'm really sleepy, and I'll fall asleep around like 9:30 to 10. And sometimes, other times, I'll just like pass out and just fall asleep at a random time. And I wake up with my lights on, my clothes still on, and my glasses on. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, and also at school, science class and history class is also my bedtime.
As for me, I usually go to sleep. I think I feel like I answered this question like a long time ago. I don't know. I'm having like a bad sense of deja vu. I usually go to bed around 12 o'clock and up. It depends. Like if I'm really tired, it's 12 o'clock. But if not, then I'll just go to sleep around like 12:30, 1:32. One of those times. Anyway, Boo, what are you trying to say? What did I say wrong?
You said deja vu. That's not how you pronounce it.
How do you say it?
Deja vu.
Say that again.
Deja vu.
Who's gonna honestly say it like that, please? I had no time to be talking like that.
Moi parce que je parle français.
Uh-huh.
Did you just say something really disrespectful to me in French?
The only word he said was français. Like, come on now.
I didn't say anything.
I'm Canadian.
I didn't say anything rude. I said yes because I speak French.
Oh, I thought you said something rude.
I didn't say, you didn't hear no bicep, ma'am. You didn't hear anything like that.
I'm French. This is the last question. This is by me. What do you do when you're taking a shower?
You know, I thought you were gonna say. I thought you were gonna say. What do you do when you're taking a shit?
Oh, my God.
When I'm taking a shower, I make sure this body is laughing. I'm lathered. What the hell is the word?
Lathered.
Yes, that word. I wish on his body is lavender. I gotta put the soap in.
Yeah!
I gotta make the whole body fresh. I don't give a damn. I ain't smelling like no damn shit, mother. I ain't smelling like no Emma neither. Get that. Don't get crazy. I'm not smelling like Emma. Fish in the sea. Never. Never in the life. Never in the lifetime. Please, I'm not smelling like no fish, no real sewage from the Hollywood sea.
Raw sewage. I know some people who smell like that, honestly.
I mean, is your shower just banishing you? It's like, don't even try to come in here.
SC?
Well, my showers are typically really quickly. I just get in and I get out, so I just take care of everything, and... And by take care of everything, I mean... clean with soap and shampoo and then out.
You make sure your hair all laid up for the gods and make sure your down there area smelling clean, smelling plausible for all everybody to smell. It's supposed to smell like no fish or anything. So make sure. I'm sorry, it takes me. I gotta watch down there. I gotta watch the mother. I don't want to be smelling any type of way, especially. I'm about to get real hood. Especially because some people, they be having to smell a certain way. They're with a girl, she's ready to... They're with a girl or a guy, you know the Kiki's deal. So when they be ready to get on their knees and do things that we can't say on this podcast, and it's smelling that fish, you be like, whoa, what's this, that smell?
Oh my god.
You gonna be like, what's that smell? I'm like... the other person will be like, well, hey, did you wash? That's why you gotta take care of what's down there, guys and gals. Get together. You supposed to clean around there and on the hair and stuff. Girls supposed to clean inside and around. Get it together.
Okay. I think we
Toadette.
Can
move on.
Scared her off. Oh my gosh. Dark Bell.
I clean and I make sure that I'm not filthy. And then I stand in the shower for 20 minutes pondering about life. And I spend another 30 minutes trying to adjust the damn water because it's always too damn cold.
Exactly. This freaking water always cold. I'm like, what the hell, hot water, goddammit?
It's too hot, too cold. I hate when that happens.
This damn apartment around here, yes, y'all hear me around her. This apartment is stupid. It always run out of damn hot water. Not even the apartment, the whole complex. Always run out of some damn hot water. I gotta get this funk off of me. I've been dancing and stuff. I got funk. I gotta get up for me. Goodness.
As for me, I wash all around town. I gotta be as fresh as... Whoops, I can't say that. I gotta be as fresh as... I gotta be fresh as fresh! Because some people... I don't like with some people. They don't care how they smell. They don't care what their body has. They don't care how they smell. Like, and I don't want to be one of those people. So I made it like a thing ever since I was a kid that I always gotta smell squeaky clean. I gotta smell like... A fresh pearl of flowers, and that sounds really cool.
Normally, I don't care really if I'm dirty at all. Like, I don't shower every day. I just shower, like, either, you know, once or twice a week or every other day. But, you know, if I stink, gotta get rid of that. I just want to be clean.
Exactly. Be smelling... Oh my god. But
I'm like really sweaty and stuff, and they just have this foul odor that just you have to get away from.
You know what I tell them then?
I don't think I ever actually stink. I feel like so sweaty and so dirty. It's like
putrid.
Well, you know what I be saying to some people? I was on the bus with somebody. I was listening to this music, but then after this lyrics came to my head. So mind you, I'm like singing it out loud. I said, I know you like to think your shit don't stink, but lean a little closer and see that your roses really smell like poo. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh my god, Boo! What is up with you today?
I'm like Valvanura.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, Timmy apparently wants to be skipped. Because Timmy, you're not going to get away with that. We're going to ask you out this podcast. We're going to have like this post thing. You're going to answer this damn question.
Deuce.
Boo, you need to stop. Oh my god. Come on, there's kids watching now. Okay, thank you guys so much for watching the podcast. Yeah, thank you so much for watching the podcast. We're gonna plug in anyone's final words. Dark Blue, final words. And please keep clean.
That's what we enjoy, right? We had to tell them how to keep it clean. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I'm in a goofy mood. What had happened was, I'm in a goofy mood. So, I feel good about this and stuff. I had to catch the bus at 3:35 and it's 3:27. I'm talking a lot. So I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast and listen up on another podcast. Yes.
Let's see.
I hope you guys enjoyed. I wanted to mention one thing, because I forgot in the intro what we've been doing. Yesterday I turned on my Wii U for the first time in like a month. That's kind of sad that this is the first time in a month I had to, you know, turn on my Wii and do not. I didn't really even do anything. My point is, we need stuff to do on the Wii U, because this is kind of...
Yeah.
It sucks.
Like, games don't come out until like a long, like later.
I know when Mario Kart comes out, I'll be all over that, but...
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, you know, with me, it's either my 3DS collecting dust or my Wii U, and right now it's my Wii U. Like, the poor thing, the poor gamepad staring, it's like right in front of me right now, but it's been turned off ever since, like, February.
Yeah, and the people usually say, like, oh, for the Wii, yeah, I have to wipe the dust off. I literally had to wipe dust off the gamepad yesterday. I'm like, oh, whoa, get some of that off. I haven't touched this thing in a while. Yeah.
Been waiting for Pikmin 3 to come out. They said spring. They said Q1. You know.
They said
Q1
launch.
Now.
Whatever.
It's like, yes. I want my damn Pikmin.
Timmy.
Well, is this final words or?
Yes.
Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I'm glad we got into this discussion. Yes.
I hope you enjoyed our ass kissing of the N64.
Okay. All right. Yes. I hope you guys enjoyed this fabulous Nintendo 64 podcast. It was very fun. And now let's get the ending information up. All right, guys. You're about to hear a lot. All right. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube. youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsNPL. Yes, you heard that right. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at our forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com and MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at MPIMPFS.MarioPartyLegacy.com. And I said MPFS, right? I didn't say, like, anything else, right? I hope I didn't. If I did, I'm sorry. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarU. Follow on what goes on in my life. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. And, of course, it's SpiderStarU. What else? As for Boo, you can subscribe to him on YouTube. He is 516-974-3494. I did that right, hopefully.
Yes, you did.
And, yeah, you can subscribe to him for more rants and other stuff. For Timmy, you can subscribe to him on YouTube. He is Mr. Tim Tendo on YouTube. And you can follow Toadette on YouTube. She is Caitlin Robotalian. And she has a Tumblr, the unofficial Toadette. And yes. And Toadette, do you want me to plug in your Facebook as well? Homicidal Fungus?
Mm-hmm. Facebook page.
Yes, and follow her Facebook page, Homicidal Fungus. And SC, I'm pretty sure, like, anything, like, YouTube and, like, Twitter and stuff, it's just Super Zambazy. So, yep. You know, at Super Zambazy and YouTube, subscribe. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This has been really fun, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you.
Goodbye.